Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Gossip Gaze. The Gossip Gaze.
And welcome to Gossip Gaze podcast with me, DJ Billy Andrew.
And me, DJ Dinny. Who am I?
Danny Beard.
DJ Danny Beard. I was just copying what you said and then realised that's not who I am.
No.
Who am I?
Oh my God.
Who is she?
She doesn't even go here.
It's a new day in the workroom.
It is Monday. Oh, is it? When does Brucey Bonus come out?
Monday's, darling. How long have we done this now?
Sloppy Seconds, second weekly release. That's all about you. The listeners.
Well done. That was a really nice, smooth transition from just general chit-chat into script.
That's all right. I can transition
now. You can transition.
From script to non-script.
Yes. If you just tuned in, Billy isn't trans.
No, I'm not.
He's just a presenter all of a sudden.
I am indeed. I feel like I'm
better. I feel like you're louder than me.
I know. I'd maybe tilt.
What's happening?
I think that's better.
I think it's better when they are tilted.
Yeah, so
has
do
it
I.
got a sensitive front? Oh, that's nice. I think it's nicer without the muff on.
Pull your pants
very
up.
Very mean okay. not to like the muff.
I know, absolutely.
Well, if that was left in the show, I hope you enjoyed that little peek behind the curtain there of how we produce this show. What are we talking about?
It's all about you, the listeners.
Thank you. Yes, there we go.
So if you want to get in touch with us, share your biddies, confessions, dirty dilemmas, funny stories or anything else, camp, crazy or cuckoo, you can get in touch by emailing us letters at gossipgazepod.com. DM us on Instagram at gossipgazepod or WhatsApp, our favourite method, because we don't need to see it because the producers look at it.
It's fab, isn't it?
It's perfect. It's so much better. So much better. So yeah, get in touch via WhatsApp. And then everything you send us is a surprise.
And I think it's worth saying we've had a new producer for these last couple of episodes, Lily May.
Yeah, we have.
I love her.
We've got female energy in the room. Yeah. I love it.
Bitch, yeah. I said what I said. we've been loving our Doja Cat this morning. Loving our Doja Cat.
Oh,
our Doja. That's like a proper Mank mum, isn't it?
Yeah.
Doja, get in your fucking dinners ready.
Yeah. Get your sister Sambuca.
Yeah. Bonjella, get off her.
Yeah.
Where are we? What are we talking about today?
We are talking about the listeners. So it says listener's message, 10 minutes.
10 minutes?
10 minutes.
What, a voice note?
No. We got to read it.
Thanks,
it says fucking fabulous.
Oh, am I reading this?
Yeah, you're good at reading.
Is this a joke?
Go on.
It's about 5 pages long. I know, the fuck sent this in?
I know, yeah, the bastard.
Right, well, if you've just joined us on this Monday morning, buckle in. Why do I feel like these are Welsh? I'm just getting Welsh vibes,
go
by the
then.
Way. Because they've
then.
Started with fucking fabulous.
Yeah, got it.
And that's very Welsh.
Mm.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
We all say fabulous.
You're not doing Welsh right
that's
now.
That's Welsh. That is Welsh.
Say fabulous one more time.
Fabulous.
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 It sounds a bit German.
No,
you're fabulous. And they say, all right, drive, when you get in a taxi. How are you, drive?
Do
you? Oh, yeah.
Fabulous.
They're all called drive. Fabulous drives. Anyway, fucking hell, the coffee's kicking in. I might have a coffee enema for Thursday.
Yeah, I need
to see what happens.
Defo.
I have that or a booty bump. Hemorrhoid Horrors is hands down the most hilarious episode. My diaphragm snapped with laughter.
Drama queen. You can tell this is a gay.
Can you give us a sound effect? We're going to do it again.
Go on.
Hemorrhoid Horrors is hands down the most hilarious episode. My diagram snapped with laughter. That was not a snap, but I liked it.
That was Donald Duck.
That was what is it?
Yeah.
Diagram.
Diagram. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, that's what they've written. Does that say diaphragm? Well, diaphragm. I'm dyslexic. Sorry. Well, how do we know that the diagram didn't snap? They might have a diagram of us. Is it a diaphragm?
Diaphragm.
Yeah.
Did I? Use that one. Gals, you are fabulous. Much love, Darren.
Aww.
Oh, that was nice.
That was the short one.
That was the short one, which means you can do this next one.
I get the fucking long one, don't I? This says, hello, DJ Billy Andrew. Oh, it says DJ Billy Andrew. Is that my official name now?
No, you've not got a full name. We used to have a girl in primary school called Rachel Moore. You only ever called Rachel Moore.
Yeah, you see.
There's certain people that get full name status.
Yeah. Why do some people get full name status and other people don't? I feel like I do.
I think it's based on the personality.
Right. In what way? Because you would get Danny Beard. You wouldn't just get Danny unless it's like a close friend.
Don't know. We'll come back to that.
All right. Okay. Fab. So this says, hello, DJ Billy Andrew, Danny, Sam, and producer Lucas.
Well, actually, slash Lily May.
Yeah, there we go. Me and my friend have been putting together a list of icks for Hetty Room 101. Big love from Chris Lily. From the Gold Coast, Australia. Wow.
Chris and Lily, not Chris Lily. Chris Lily's that one who does Jemay. Yeah.
Well, do you know what? It could be.
This is from Jemay, private school girl.
P.S. Please bring the Gossip Days pod to Australia for a live show. I'm sorry. We don't have the budget for that just yet, darling.
Darling, I'm not going back to Australia unless I'm in business class. The first time I flew to Australia.
You were economy?
Premium economy. No, I was economy. My fucking feet swelled up. I looked like Elephant Woman when I got off
really?
That flight. Yeah, oh my legs were God. Like trunks. I had to put them up the wall. I looked like Miss Piggy in my heels.
Did you have to go in quarantine when you get there?
I might like, as well have.
We're like, is this an animal?
Yeah. Well, how is this pig got on economy? I don't know why they're American, but anyway.
Anyway, it is one of the highlights of our week listening to episodes. So Chrissy's list, bridal party, routine dances, into the wedding reception.
What's like, that happen? That like, doesn't happen in the UK. Is that an Australian thing?
No, the Macarena.
Oh, Vom.
Saturday night.
Vom.
What else is that? Agadoo.
Oh. Push pineapple, shake a tree.
Fuck that.
Fuck off.
Do you remember I Am the Music Man? I come from far away.
What can I play? What can I play?
I play the trombone.
You're not doing that at a wedding, though.
Of course you fucking are.
A wedding?
I used to drop it low when that used to come on.
Did you throw you back into it, girl?
I did, yeah.
I don't mind the cha-cha slide, though.
Oh, that's a good one.
One hop this time.
Having an Instagram for your new house building slash renovation.
You've done that.
I've done this.
And then tailed off.
It's called My Big Fat Gay House or something. Anyway.
Well, Chris, I agree.
Chris, anyway, naming your car. I don't name my car. My mum did, though. She was
I
a
don't.
Baby.
But can I also say, I think we've already put this in Hetty Room 101, but it's Instagram for dogs as well.
Mm.
Do you know what? Weirdly, there's a lot of West End actors I've picked up on this.
Right.
A lot of West End actors have like Mummy 2 and then Golden Retriever Sam.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you know why that is though? 100% is because their dogs get more attention than they do. So then they grow a dog account and then all of a sudden they get more notoriety through that account and they use it to publicise themselves.
Right, we'll take some singing lessons, guys. what else have we got? Macarena Nutbush.
Well, that was Nutbush.
What is Nutbush?
Sounds hot.
You're
there's a song in Australia called Horses. It's the same energy as Mr. Brightside, not for me.
Oh, can we get Horses up, Australian, please, Sam, while we get the rest of this up?
Wearing matching...
Google Horses, Australian song. We need to hear it.
Wearing matching Hawaiian shirts on holidays, not from ice baths.
You can tell from the other side of the world.
I know, yeah.
Who wears matching Hawaiian shirts on holidays?
I don't know. Only like Americans when they go to Hawaii, I think.
Yeah.
Ice baths, stretch hummus. Do you know?
Ice baths is Hetty.
It is. They
Wim Hof.
Love it. They all love it.
Fucking bum Wim Hof.
Not for me. Wow.
Fuck off. I'll have an iced coffee, not an ice bath.
Stretch hummers. What I think like hummer limos and limos in general, I think they're a bit tacky now.
This is a good list for Hetty Room 101.
They also said, my friend Lily lives with three Hetty men.
Oh, hiya. Poor girl.
I know. And these are her experiences she's had with her Hetty housemates.
Well,
Hetty men
who
say things like, you're only a real man if you've got hairs on your chest. Depends
true.
On the man.
True that, true that. At Gigi Wap.
Do you have hairs on your chest?
I've clipped them down.
You've not got loads though. You're not like... Hairy berry, are you?
No, I'm only joking.
Sam, are you hairy on your chest?
Yeah, I feel like... No, I trim mine.
I feel like you've got like three hairs. on like your chest.
It's like Homer Simpson's head.
Yeah, 100%. How do men who walk around the house shadow boxing? What's this?
What's that?
Have you ever been in the gym and then you just see the straight men just box in the air? I don't get why they do it though.
That is so
weird.
They
do it all the time.
You are weird.
Yeah.
Fucking stop that now, straight people.
How do men who have their mothers come and clean their house because they don't know how to do it themselves?
Wow, does that happen?
I don't know of any person who... Well, I mean, my mum don't...
Maybe down under.
Maybe down under.
It's a thing. Mommy, come and throw a shrimp on the barbie and clean my cupboards.
This is so weird. How do men who walk around the house barking at each other? This is so odd. And how do men who weigh themselves every night in the house to see who's heavier?
I weigh myself every morning, but that's because I think because I hate myself.
Well, thank you very much for that list from Down Under.
I think we just need to end the episode there. That's strained me.
I
feel so out of touch with the Aussies.
Don't get in touch again, Aussies, because we don't actually get it. We don't get your humour. Sorry, love.
No, do get into the humour's bizarre.
Oh, it is. See, I'm going to Australia actually in January. Do you have any tips?
Wear sunscreen.
No, I mean
go to Hungry Jack's.
Hungry Jack's.
It's Burger King.
Right, okay.
But they do like frozen Coke. I mean, they do it in McDonald's, but the McDonald's was the shittest McDonald's I've ever had anywhere around the world.
What?
It was greasy. I've never had a greasy McDonald's where the grease is dripping out the burger.
Do you think you just got a bad batch? Did you try it more than once is what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh, right, and it was greasy both times.
Yeah.
Okay, no, maybe it wasn't a bad batch. So maybe they shit McDonald's.
Yeah, but they do frozen Coke, which is amazing. Frozen right. Fanta. They even did one with like them little balls that pop in your mouth with flavour.
Oh, like bubble tea?
Like bubble tea balls in a frozen Coke.
I've never had bubble tea.
In a frozen Fanta.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm going to be trying that. Thank
Fat
you.
Fat gal heaven. Bob. Hi, gays and theys and... With a lot of what's going on in the government at the moment and Tory Sam's wealth of knowledge, who do we, the gays and theys, vote for? Can he give us a good breakdown on all the parties, Matt?
There you go, Sam.
All of them. Let's not do all of them because that's a bit of a nightmare. Obviously, don't vote Tory next time.
All right, tell that to your family and yourself.
I would tell
his family's agree. Not Tory, defo. Okay. His mum's really left-wing. His mum looks like a sex therapist.
She's a hippie.
She's a hippie, yeah. I think she probably puts her like... She's probably got that candle that smells like a fanny.
Yeah.
Got you. She probably has a dildo made out of crystals.
Got you.
Yeah, she's that. She like drinks crystal water and that. Right. I mean, I don't know. I'm just surmising. This is my vision of Sam's mum.
She charges her arsehole up in the moon. All that.
Honestly, yeah.
Downward dog. Praying to the moon.
Praying mantis on the dad.
I wish I could like... deny a lot of these things, but apart from the crystal dildo, I can't deny the others.
Okay, fab. Actually, Sam's mom listens to this.
Does she? Shit.
Hi. Hi, Debs. Right.
Stop banging. I'm going to kill you.
Oh my God. Right, sorry. Anyway, I would look, when it comes to voting, just look at what different people are promising, right? Labour a few days ago said that they would introduce the ban on conversion therapy.
They did, actually, yeah.
The Tories have dropped, and they said they would do it with no loopholes. So if they went along with that, then they would be ones to vote for.
Also, did you see this guy a couple of weeks ago and he threw glitter over?
Yeah, Keir Starmer.
Keir Starmer. Why are they not doing this on the Tory party conference? Why are they doing it? They're doing the Tories' work for them.
Yeah.
Why are you doing it on Keir Starmer?
Well, there we go.
There
vote
go.
Labour, basically, because we need to just get the Tories out and Agreed. Then we'll deal with Labour once they're in. We've had 14 years of Tories, you know what I mean? We're not dealing with it. We'll deal with Labour once they're in. I mean, I do like Jeremy Corbyn, I'm not going to lie.
He's
like everyone's favourite granny.
100%. He's like your cool gran.
Yeah, he's like your cool granddad that might give you a tab of acid at Cumbo.
100%. Right, I think we'll take a little break there.
We need one.
But first, are you a loyal listener of us, the Gossip Gays? Do you set an alarm on Mondays and Thursdays ready for us to release? Do you laugh out loud whilst from the train, driving to work, or anywhere that you commute? Why not tell your besties, your fellow queens, your allies all about us, the Gossip Gays? Spread the love by spreading the podcast and share it on WhatsApp now. We'll give you a few minutes while you listen to these ads.
The Gossip Gays. Hold up.
What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The Gossip Gaze.
Welcome back to part two of The Gossip Gaze, Sloppy Secundas.
Oh, yeah.
Secundas is...
Spanish for seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah, there we go. I always used to get seconds at dinner time at school.
I bet you did.
Ding, ding, ding. Anybody want any seconds? I was straight up, mate.
I bet.
Extra mash and gravy.
You were at my house last night for pizza, honestly. I was like, I'm on a Zempic, so I'll probably only have a slice or two. Does anyone want to share with me, Billy? I'll share with you.
Billy bought his own bell.
Ding, Billy, ding, ding. We had four... How many pizzas did we have between...
Five between five.
I had two slices and felt sick. Billy got a pot noodle on the way home. I'm actually jealous.
No, I didn't. Do you know what I did do? I got in and I got a North Stock pot and I just put hot water in it and drank it like a gravy.
Oh,
I did do that. I did. And it, do you know what? It was gorgeous.
Friend's face, she's drinking custard again.
It was a beef stock pot, a gnaw one. And do you know what? Just before bed, it settled my stomach.
Wait, you know, Billy did a PT session with me last week where he was telling me about how healthy he's eating. And now he's telling me that he's just neck and gravy.
Neck and gravy and having pizza. Do you know what? You can take the boy out of Yorkshire.
Honest to God. Have you seen when people make things like Yorkshire puddings though?
Like
Yorkshire pudding wraps and they use a big Yorkshire pudding to wrap it in. It looks good.
But if you had it at the Christmas market, it's shit.
I've never really had a chance to go to the Christmas markets, but I've actually just... Trend alert, guys. I've just bought the Ugg boots are doing the... forgive me. I showed you them last night. Ugg boots are doing like these shoes with like big chunky rubber.
They look nice.
They look nice. They're like a trainer.
They are like a trainer, yeah.
And like, they've got like a little toggle that you pull around your ankle to tighten. So I bought them to walk around the Christmas market in.
Great.
I thought I'd let you know.
Trend alert.
It's all a bit bizarre.
Trend alert.
The gays will be in them, I'm telling you. They're like the chunky Converse.
Right. Oh, yeah. Everybody had them.
Everyone had them. I can't wear them no more.
I know.
Everyone had them.
I know.
You've got to get on them straight as they come out.
100%. So you've got on these Ugg boots before anybody else.
I'm not saying I'm starting a trend, but I'm telling you, by the time Christmas markets are about now, I've put this out.
Okay.
We'll have people from Australia, people all over the shop in these Ugg boots.
Right, go on. Do you want to do this dilemma now?
No, not really.
An unbiased opinion.
I'm not in the mood this morning to try and give someone an unbiased opinion. I'm going to give a biased one.
Go on then.
I need your unbiased opinion. So me, male, 23. Why does this feel like a poem?
Come on.
And my boyfriend have been dating for over a year now. The relationship has been great. Ups, downs, at times. But I'm still so madly in love with him. Recently, we brought other people into our bedroom. What for? Showing him around? And it has been great. There's no jealousy and the communication is there too.
Fab.
Couple of days ago, we went on Grindr, just scrolling, and saw a couple pop up. My ass is clapping now because I've not read this letter yet.
Go on then.
We texted back and forth, but we've never been with a couple. Just have done threesomes. So we're texting them and come to find out they're friends of my boyfriend's family.
Ooh.
Dum, dum, dum.
The drama.
They're not close to his family, but they show up to almost every family event. So my question is this. Is it wrong for us to pursue this? Me and my boyfriend have talked about it. He's on the fence, but I don't see it as an issue. If we're all adults and mature enough to take a step back if anyone feels uncomfortable, please help me out.
I agree. I think everybody there in the situation is adults.
I mean, if you spoke on Grindr, I'm sure you've already seen each other's woo-woo.
Exactly. And you know what? When you go to these family events, you're just going to keep it between yourselves. There's not going to be whispers around. Your granny's not going to be there. And you're going to be like, oh, wait, yeah, he's got a massive car. Do you know what I mean? Like, you're going to keep it between yourselves. I don't see an issue.
And also, what family events are we talking? They're obviously not in a circle close. You know,
no,
they're obviously like, fat trimmed friends, because yeah. Do you know what I mean? They're going to be invited to the big dudes, but they're not going to be there on Crimbo Day.
Exactly, stuff like that. Like, if like,
but
yeah.
Then I also think, do you want to start this with them and then you see them a lot? Because I think when it comes to sleeping with other people with your partner, for me, you just keep it like a one off or a too off, and that's what they're there for.
Yeah.
They're there for sex. But if you're then going to be socializing with them other than the sex, is it opening up other avenues for like one of the partners and another of the partners to be like, let's go upstairs?
I don't think that would happen though.
You don't know. You can't control other people's behavior.
No, I think you're wrong. I think even if you shag this couple once and then you see them at a family event, it might just fizzle off. It might be shit sex. You might not want it again.
Oh, but it also might not. It might be the opposite of what I said. So you just got to
change. You got to take a chance.
You've got to know what you're getting yourself into. And I don't think put yourself in that situation. You're happy with your boyfriend. You've got great communication.
Find another couple.
Great for a year. Find another fucking couple.
I'd say do it. This next letter comes from Anonymi. It says, so I split up with my long-term partner, but we stayed friends. Since I've split, though, I've been shagging one of his friends. I think some mutuals may have found out. Should I feel bad?
Yep.
He did dump me after all.
No, then.
There we go. That's what I mean. Like, one of his friends. It depends on the friend and how close.
And how close, because really, the bad juju's on the friend there.
The friend's the issue. You're not the problem.
Friends the wrong'un.
Yeah, absolutely.
The friend's the absolute wrong'un. Why would you do that?
Yeah, because like...
Why would you do that?
Say one of us split up with our partners and then you started shagging the partner. It'd be you that seemed the wrong, or I'd be in the wrong. It won't.
Yeah.
Also, the partner would be in the wrong though.
They're both in the wrong. It takes two to tango. But should I feel bad? Well, you've written into us for a fucking affirmation. I'll just say no and that make you feel better. But yeah, I'd feel bad. You wouldn't feel bad though. You're different.
I wouldn't feel bad, no.
No.
Because what? Your boyfriend split up with you and so what? He's shagging his mate? What's?
I just want to put it out there. Morally, I have got a bit of a more morals than Billy.
You do actually. You do. No,
I didn't
to be
expect
fair.
You to say you do actually. Yeah, you
no,
do.
No, you do. You are morally more
moral.
Your moral compass.
What would you call someone who's more moral?
Moral.
But what would someone who's more moral be called? You don't say I'm more moral. Nice to meet you. I'm more moral.
I think it's because people who have morals don't normally argue about who has more morals than the other person. You either have morals or you don't.
No, I do.
He's got some morals.
I've got some, but I've got less than Danny. 100% got less.
Yeah.
Flaws.
I won't call them flaws and all. I've got flaws and all.
Anyway, should you feel bad?
It depends if you're Billy or Danny.
It's hard to say, and it's how close were you with the person? There's too many variables here for us to give a definite answer.
We need more context.
But in short, yeah.
Okay, fam. Well, is that it? Are we out of time? Is that it? Goodbye, everybody. Thank you very much.
What we flew through that. I'm so sorry. It was such a quickie.
Yeah, that was a quickie. Do you know
what? But sometimes it's just what you need on this day.
100%.
Because you know what?
Quick.
We've set you up for the day now.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to sit back now listening to this. Take a deep breath. You are amazing. You are talented. You are beautiful. And you're going to listen to us again on Thursday and the show will be better then. Thank
100%.
You.
Right. So if you want to get in touch, share your biggest confessions, dirty dilemmas, funny stories, anything else, camp, crazy or what?
Cuckoo!
How can they get in touch, Danny?
however they fucking want, really. Like, you could send a carrier pigeon, can't guarantee it'll get to us. Or you could do our preferred way, which is WhatsApp. And that number for WhatsApp is in the description of this episode.
Yes. So head over to there, and then please don't forget to give us a glowing 5-star rating and review. And we're back on Thursday.
Are we not doing a review of the week?
Shall I check? Dead
quick? Get me a fucking review. Let and get me a fucking accent. Shall I'm in the mood.
All right. She's in the mood.
I'm in the mood.
Why are we laughing? Two middle-aged aunties at a wedding being like,
we always do that.
Here we go. We got
does
one from
anyone
Walsall.
Else do that with their friend though? Do you ever do that with your friends? Does someone say something and then it's a song lyric and then you sing it?
Sometimes.
Sing it back.
Bring it back.
We do it all the time, don't we?
We do, yeah. Walsall.
Here's this. Walsall. Oh, my God. That's like Birmingham. Fab. The ultimate camp crazy. And I can't do Birmingham.
Brummer.
Can anyone do Birmingham in here?
Do a bit of Birmingham. Oh, Birmingham. Do Wolverhampton.
Oh, Sam can read it. Sam's
wait,
reading
Wolverhampton.
It.
The ultimate camp crazy cuckoo podcast has me yucked. Listening to the podcast either on the bus or the house, cleaning this is literally making me laugh out loud from Walsall.
Oh my God,
oh my
Sam.
God, Sam, I felt like I got a voice note on Grindr then. That was so not you.
That was kind of hot.
No, it wasn't.
Hot, yeah, and I hate the Birmingham accent. Well, thank you.
That was a preview of what Labour Sam sounds like.
Oh, well, fabulous. Well, if you want to leave us a review, do it on Apple Podcasts. And if you leave where you're from, we'll do it in your accent because...
Yeah.
It's funny, and we'll try and get Sam to do some more. We all look shocked in the studio then, actually.
That's like the one accent I can do. That's because I have family from there.
Oh, I just want to say, I'm looking at all our little reviews now, and these are actually really nice. I don't have Apple Podcasts, and I should, because this is not just stroking my ego, but it's actually getting me a bit emotional.
There we go. So, Fab, well, if you want to get Danny feeling his emotions, then leave us a review. We'll see you later. See you on Thursday. Danny, you got anything else to say?
No.
Bye.
Bye.
The Gossip Gaze.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.